On Thursday's front page, the latest New York Times CBS News poll says President Obama is vulnerable with swing voters. If Mitt Romney ends up with the Republican nomination, they'd be evenly divided. Drug violence in Mexico is spreading beyond the border. Areas that had been thought safe are caught in what's believed to be a turf war between two big gangs. And the long debate about 1 second. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says President Obama is vulnerable among independent voters, according to the latest New York Times CBS News poll. 6 in 10 independents say he doesn't share their priorities for the country. 2/3 of the independents said he hasn't made real progress on fixing the economy. Among all voters, 54% disapprove of the way he's handled that. More approve of his record on foreign policy. The poll also found swing voters are up for grabs. Only 31% have a favorable opinion of the president. On the campaign trail, Mitt Romney has come under attack for paying lower taxes than most people. Thursday's Times says his finances are complicated. A substantial amount of Romney's wealth is now controlled by a blind trust in his wife's name. That limits Romney's control over investments, but it also means the Romneys can disclose less information about those assets than if he held them himself. Romney left South Carolina for a fundraiser in New York. That's a sign he's looking beyond Saturday's primary. Times reporter Trip Gabriel looks at what Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum are doing to maintain their momentum.
Even though it might seem logical for Gingrich to be trying to persuade or woo away supporters of Rick Santorum, he has not been taking that line. He's been trying most aggressively to attract the voter that might be leaning toward Mitt Romney. He renewed some of the attacks on the source of Romney's wealth at Bain Capital.
I think it's exploitive. I think it's not defensible. You'll notice he doesn't try to defend it.
His focus is on Romney. I think there's a complicated history between Mr. Santorum and Mr. Gingrich. They were once comrades in arm in the 1990s. There may be some reluctance on Gingrich's part not to harshly attack Santorum. Or it just may be that he feels there's more voters to be persuaded in a conservative state like South Carolina by undermining the sense of inevitability for Mitt Romney.
Times correspondent Trip Gabriel, who filed that report from the Gingrich campaign bus in South Carolina. Also on Thursday's front page, old media was forced to make way. Web powerhouses backed by internet-savvy activists essentially crowdsourced opposition to anti-piracy legislation. That sent an unmistakable message to Capitol Hill, don't mess with the internet. Two Republican senators backed away from legislation they had co-sponsored. Marco Rubio of Florida used Facebook to spread the word. Jim DeMint of South Carolina, who's a Tea Party favorite, announced his newfound opposition on Twitter. Times reporter Jenna Wortham looks at how the internet companies beat Hollywood movie studios and their well-paid lobbyists.
The key thing to realize is that for an industry that's typically been pretty disparate and everyone's had their head down doing their own things, entrepreneurs working on their projects, they've come together under one central key point of focus and really try to affect change. They have an incredibly intimate relationship with their user base, and they're able to reach millions of people very quickly who are logging onto their sites every day. Companies like Google and Facebook and even smaller startups like Tumblr, they have these huge constituencies and they have a tremendous amount of reach, and they're able to connect with the people that are looking into their sites, you know, on a one-to-one basis every day.
Times reporter Jenna Wortham. The Mexican drug war is spreading away from the border. Mexico City had been considered a refuge from the violence, but last week two bodies were found in a minivan near a mall there. Things have gotten uglier in Guadalajara and Veracruz, where the entire police force was dismissed. State officials said the police were too corrupt to go on patrol after more than 30 bodies were dumped on a road. Here in New York, the sanitation department slaps bright green stickers on cars that don't take part in the alternate side parking dance. The city council has now passed a bill to outlaw the stickers over City Hall's objections. Some council members said the problem is the stickers are hard to remove. Some also said they violate due process by declaring a motorist guilty for all the world to see without a hearing. This is the day the world decides what to do about this. That's 1 second. 700 delegates at a UN meeting in Geneva will decide whether to abolish the leap second. That's a tiny bit of time tacked on to keep atomic clocks synchronized with the Earth's rotation, which doesn't run like clockwork. The next leap second is scheduled for June 30th. Times reporter Kenneth Chang says don't even try to adjust your watch. The U.S. has been the main advocate for doing away with the leap second. Officials say if the adjustments are botched, there could be major foul-ups in computer and cell phone networks. Inside Thursday's Times, Wichita, Kansas is trying to cling to its identity as the airplane capital. Wichita was shaken when Boeing announced it was pulling out instead of making good on a promise to add thousands of jobs from a defense contract. Some say Boeing's departure is only symbolic. That's because it's already sold off its much larger commercial division, now called Spirit AeroSystems. Israel said it has not decided to attack Iran. Israeli Defense Minister Ehud Barak moved to calm the increasingly tense situation. He said any decision on a possible preemptive strike was very far off. In Washington, a senior administration official denied Iranian news reports that President Obama had contacted Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, about direct talks on Iran's nuclear program. The FBI arrested 7 people in a new insider trading case. Prosecutors say the circle of friends made nearly $62 million by illegally trading shares in Dell Computer. The government says all but $9 million was racked up by one hedge fund. One of the 7 suspects worked at Dell before moving on to Wall Street. Prosecutors say he kept in touch with his friends at Dell and got tips from a Dell executive about the company's financial results. That's our preview of Thursday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. From our newsroom in New York, I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.